Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Where you heard about love and giving sight to the blind.
My baby loving cause the sun to shine. She must be a little. That's the late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back. Little SRV for your listening pleasure. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. A little blues thrown in to boot. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my books. Just go to jimblasingame.com. You'll find my last two award-winning books. I hope you check those out. Lee Branham's here. Lee's a longtime Brain Trust member, author of Re-Engage, How to America's Best Places to Work, Inspire Extra Effort in Extraordinary Times. That's his third book, folks. The others are outstanding, too. Lee, thanks again for being here. Keepingthepeople.com, right?
That's it. My pleasure.
That's the website, so yeah. Check it out. We're talking about this. We're basing our discussion on this recent survey by Gallup that shows only 40% of workers said they have a good job. And we talked about earlier, Lee, about what a good job is. Pay hours, management flexibility, all those things go into having a good job. Also, you defined some of the elements of having an enriched job. Is there flexibility? Do I have an ability to make a difference in my tasks and things like that? So one of the things I want to ask you about is, I'm concerned that some of the response of this Gallup poll, this Gallup survey, has been heightened. The disparity in the voting, so to speak, has been heightened by the fact that we have more generations in the workplace today than ever before, and each generation, as a new survey found, each new generation have their own expectations and their own definitions.
Well, that's true.
What do you think?
Well, I think we started seeing that with the millennials and what the managers of the millennials, of course, who were the advanced wave of the millennials were born in 1982, and they're now about 38 years old. But they came into the workforce wanting a lot of feedback, and managers weren't used to giving feedback because they had never received much feedback. And, of course, this is a generation that came in with helicopter parents, and the parents were constantly hovering and giving them feedback, and they came into the workplace expecting more of the same, and so it's kind of a wake up call. Mm-hmm.
It's manifesting in this kind of response to surveys, right? I mean, it's not. I mean, you and I are not to say, it's not for us to say that these people don't have a right to their opinion. Of course, they do, but their opinions might not be as much. I'm concerned it's not as real world. And I know that makes me sound like an old fogey, Lee, but so be it. You know, the real world, the real world is in the marketplace. The real world doesn't care whether you exist, let alone whether you're successful or not. You got to be responsible for yourself. What do you think?
Well, I think that's certainly true. But, you know, you have to also consider that it's part of the real world is that so many people in the new generations have expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they're realistic expectations or not, it's now part of your real world as a manager that you have to deal with those expectations.
That's exactly right. Can I tell you a real quick story? I had a young lady working for me right out of college. But she was 23 years old or so. And I noticed that she came to work at 9, left at 5, and took an hour break for lunch. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to work till 5 and take an hour break for lunch, you have to come in at 8 if you want to work 40 hours. She didn't know. Yeah. She didn't know that her hour break wasn't on me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I explained to her that's not her, she honestly didn't know that, you know, that you, if you take an hour lunch, you got to be here, you got to be on, you got to start out 9 hours apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can start out.
Yeah,
and leave.
She probably went to that movie called 9 to 5 and thought
probably
that was,
so.
My
point is, the day after I educated her about this, she would have said, no, I don't have a good place to work. He expects me to work 40 hours.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Because
I licked
the red off her candy, so to speak.
You did what?
I disappointed her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she needed to get she needed to get your feedback about that.
And I explained it to her. I wasn't rude. I wasn't gruff. I didn't fuss at her. Yeah. I just said, let me help you. But I'm telling you, she didn't like it. And so if she'd taken that survey that day or the next day, I would have taken a hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But, you know, we need to what you're really saying is we need to communicate with our mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. And a key part of all this is that each person has different expectations. You know, for some people, learning on the job is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. For another person, it's, do I have a career opportunity long term? Mm-hmm. You know, and for some people, do I have a say in how my work is going to get done? Do I have some autonomy? Can I contribute new ideas mm-hmm. and change the way the job gets done?
But your expectations also need to conform more to the real world than I think some people are. And I think that's a learning experience. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, absolutely. And the way to communicate that is to sit down with people and make your expectations clear mm-hmm. from day one. You know, mm-hmm. part of the sometimes we rush people into a job without giving them a proper orientation.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Hey, Lee, I got to wrap it up. KeepingThePeople.com, that's how we can find you and your books, right?
Absolutely.
Will you come back soon?
Yep. I hope so.
We love having you on the show. Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. All right. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.